Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So great to be with you this day before the first round of the Valspar Championship, another great tournament on the PGA Tour. Of course, it's now in the middle of the Florida swing. The tournament gets underway tomorrow with 144 players, 19 major champions, the most of any tournament this year on the PGA Tour. Interesting note, isn't it? Because it was noted to me earlier this week that the field appeared a little less dramatic, not quite as strong a field perhaps as some others, but number one player in the world, Jordan Spieth, the defending champion, enough said. We've got a lot of great players in the event on a fabulous golf course, the Copperhead, part of the Innisbrook Resort in Palm Harbor, Florida, which is the greater Tampa Bay area. And Valspar has renewed for another 5 years, so great event. Really picked up a lot of volume and a lot of momentum in the last 3 or 4 years, with Valspar now a solid representative and a solid sponsor on the PGA Tour. So I look forward to talking to you about that event. Also, we'll have, as we always do, a very special strategy for your game, my picks for the Innisbrook. But we start today with a review of last week, the Cadillac Championship, the last Cadillac Championship, as they are no longer an official PGA Tour or World Golf Championship sponsor. And we'll see what happens with the event, if they're able to get a sponsor for the event, which I think they will. Will they stay at Trump National Doral? Question mark. We'll see. That's certainly up in the air. And but let's chat about the event. What a final round we had. First of all, it was a great week of weather, and again, that continues to be important. Some wind, but not dramatic. It wasn't so bad. Didn't make the golf course play as hard as it could, although it's a really long, almost 600-yard golf course, and they don't call it the Blue Monster for nothing. Adam Scott, it was 2 weeks ago, in dramatic fashion, I should say, at the Honda, which, of course, is played at PGA National, goes down about 60 miles to Trump Doral and wins 2 weeks in a row. What was great about Adam Scott, he is now getting into his own stratosphere, if you will. And it's all about his thinking and his reacting on the golf course during the round, which is what you folks need to do as well. He had two double bogeys, if you might recall, on the front nine, final round of the Doral. Now, that could derail a lot of players. A lot of players could go downhill and just not be able to get back on track. Well, that wasn't the case for one Adam Scott. Not only did he get back on track, he followed it up with six birdies. Excuse me. To go with the previous birdie before the two doubles. So he had a terrific run at Doral 2 weeks in a row. Not many guys can win 2 weeks in a row on the PGA Tour. 35-year-old Adam Scott, the 2013 Masters champion, has that dead to rights in his sights as he holds off some great players down the stretch, Rory McIlroy being one, Bubba Watson being another, and 45-and-a-half-year-old Phil Mickelson. Now, you know, if you've been listening to my shows, you know that one of my early predictions in this year, 2016, was that Phil Mickelson nor Tiger Woods, neither one would ever win another PGA Tour event. Well, Phil, we know Tiger's not playing now, so he can't win. Phil's been playing a lot of golf and, unfortunately, hasn't been able to do it. Well, and I have the reason why. Because Phil just can't keep everything together long enough like some of the younger guys are able to do. So we'll see if my prediction holds. He is not entered this week. He will be playing. He normally plays at Houston, and I'm sure, if I'm not mistaken, he'll be entered at the next World Golf event in 2 weeks in Austin, Texas, a brand new event, the Dell sponsorship, and that's a long-run sponsorship already. They've made a major commitment to that event. Pat Perez is in the news. The 40-year-old venerable PGA pro, often with a temper on the fairways and byways of the golf community, but he's in the hospital right now, had labrum surgery, torn labrum out for the balance of the calendar year, and we wish you a speedy recovery, Pat. Get back playing as quickly as you can, within reason, but we know that that labrum is a very tedious recovery. So take your time, get all the therapy you need, and we'll be looking forward to your vibrant personality, if you will, on the golf course when you're ready. Okay, now let me give you my strategy before I go more in-depth on the Valspar. My strategy for today is to have a game plan, have a process, and have a system. And I'm basing what I'm saying today, it's sort of like you go to college for 4 years. You go to college for four years, and that's a process and a system. Get out and have a degree, and you're ready to go see the world and perform whatever task you have decided to perform. Often people go for the quick fix in golf. That would be taking one semester of classes, if you follow the difference. You are not ready for anything with one semester. So my suggestion, and it always has been, and it always will be, get a process, get a system, and a game plan. They do not fail you. Tips, strategies, and quick hits will fail you in the long run. And what we are building is a lifetime of golf, and it allows you the ability pardon me, to get better at the game of golf, not just good for a little while and have it wear off. We want you to be better for the long haul. So that is my strategy for today. You know my One Thought Golf is available. I am available for personal, customized requests. Get back to me. It's bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. I will customize, and I don't guarantee that you will be anything other than you will have the opportunity to be the best golfer you can become. That's all I'll ever guarantee, because the rest of it comes from your heart. All right, now let me take a minute and look at some of the groupings this week as I pop my computer, and let's take a look at some of the groups that I do like to follow. Sean O'Hare with Steve Wheatcroft and Derek Fathauer. Now, I mentioned Sean O'Hare because he was in the playoff last year with Patrick Reed and the aforementioned Jordan Spieth, who won the event in the playoffs. So we know that he can play that golf course and that he felt very comfortable at that golf course. There's another group I like: Camila Vijegas, Steve Stricker, and the third member of that group, Charles Schwartzel. Yes, that's an interesting group as well. Anytime Stricker plays in an event that demands hitting fairways and hitting greens, I like his chances. I like his chances. Keegan Bradley, major champion with Kevin Na and Brandon Grace. Those are some early morning tee times. Another early morning tee time, but just slightly later, Graham McDowell with Patrick Reed, as we say, he was in the playoff a year ago, and Hunter Mahan back on the golf links. Now, here's a trio of venerable players, if you will, who all have major championship resumes, a background to their resume. Darren Clark, Vijay Singh, the 53-year-old monster miracle man, and Justin Leonard. Vijay's one of my favorites, as you probably know over the years. Jordan Spieth will be playing with Billy Haas and Henrik Stenson, who was also in contention a year ago. Again, this is a real ball striker's paradise. You have to strike the ball well. You have got to hit fairways. The rough is tight. There's a lot of trees and a lot of danger lurking at every corner. At the Valspar Championship, the Innisbrook Resort, the Copperhead Course in Palm Harbor, Florida, which is the greater Tampa Bay area. Okay, I want to mention something that has nothing to do with golf, but has to do with an individual sport. Maria Sharapova is in trouble. She used a banned substance, which, by the way, is not banned. I don't even know the name of the substance, but it's not banned currently on the PGA Tour, but it is banned in tennis. She didn't know that it was banned. She didn't read the email properly that indicated she could not take that substance anymore. She'd been taking it for 10 years. I hope, and she's losing her sponsors one by one by one. They are not staying behind her. Disappointed because it was an innocent mistake. She didn't do anything that drastically wrong. And I think they should give some leniency on this one. We'll see. She could get as little as 6 months and as long as 4 years. She doesn't want to go out like this. So my commentary on this is I hope they don't go too hard on Maria Sharapova, who has been a stalwart, who's been terrific for the game of women's tennis worldwide for a long, long time, for about a decade, if not longer. So, again, it has nothing to do with golf other than the substance that she did take is not a banned substance use in the world of golf. Okay, so what do you think about my Phil prediction? It's still holding up. Love to hear from you on that. Remember, the prediction is neither Phil Mickelson nor Tiger Woods will ever win another, I beg your pardon, PGA Tour event. So far, I'm holding up. Phil is really playing great golf, but not great enough. And it doesn't surprise me, as you can tell. All right, my picks for this week, I have Russell Henley, Matt Kuchar, and Graham McDowell. I've got Henley, Kuchar, and McDowell, three players that I think are going to win the Valspar Championship. 144 men tee it up tomorrow, 19 of them major champions, the most major champions of any event in the 2015-2016 wraparound schedule. Henley, Kuchar, and McDowell. So that'll do it for this week. That's my show. Once again, my email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeis, as in Sam, MAR.com. I'd love to talk to you about anything. I do get back to everyone within 24 hours in most cases. So love to hear from you. Everybody out there, have a great week. March Madness begins and commences on the basketball court, but it continues in high spirit on the PGA Tour. So once again, until next week, this is Bob Geismar. Great golf, everybody, and I'll talk to you next week. So long for now.